Haunting the Passenger, one of my favorite Iggy Pop songs. Gotta play it on his birthday. I know it's one of the most overplayed ones, but that was a long version. Sounded like the one I usually hear, but it seemed I have a few different versions, and that was the longest one I had to pick from. Now it's not coming up what album it was from. It was from some soundtrack, though, so I don't know why. They must have stretched it out a bit or put back what was taken out when they cut it. Because some jerk said it was too long for the radio, I'm sure. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Happy birthday, Iggy Pop. Huge block right there. Started with Stooges, early stuff. I Gotta Write, Beyond the Law, Tight Pants, Consolation Prizes. Then from their first album, 1969, but that was a live version from something called Knights of the Iguana. And we had 1970 from Funhouse. Always nice to follow 1969, Stooges 1969 with 1970. Dirt from the live TVI, Iggy Pop, 1977. David Menahan said that's what really got him. After he heard that, he was a huge Stooge fan. Search and Destroy was in there from Raw Power. I'm Bored from Platinum and Gold Collection. Lust for Life from TVI. And then from some soundtrack, probably a great movie. I wish I'll look it up. The Passenger. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Hey, Mr. Kurt from the original Kids, the original Real Kids that was called The Kids. He sent me this great thing that Crypt Records put out. I want to call it a Real Kids box set, but it isn't really. There's only one CD with a ton of songs on it, but there's a big booklet, something that would go in a box set. It's actually bigger than any book I've seen in a box set. The Real Kids. Real Kids, The Kids, The Real Kids. 1974 demos, 1977 and 78 demos, and live tracks. Bunch of great stuff on here, but there's 22 songs, including 7 songs from The Kids, which I don't know if these have... Well, I know when Mr. Kurt was on the show, we played a couple, and he promised it was up and coming, and it sure was. He had, what's his name? I'll think of it, but he had a friend drop it by. Chuck. Our good friend Chuck, who's also on the radio show here. Chuck brought it by and left it for me. So I'm looking to see what track I should play. I'll play something from The Kids because I don't know. Hardly any people have heard this stuff. And any rocker who knows their stuff in Boston is a real Kids fan. So here's some rare stuff. It's very cool. Here's a version of Reggae Reggae, probably the first version of Reggae Reggae. Check it out. It's The Kids on 91.5 WMFO. Thank you, Mr. Kurt, and Chuck you for that.
Hey guys, it's Brian Young of A Crash Course for the Ravers.
It's a crash course for the Ravers.
Where we play deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, your requests, and plenty of local rock sprinkled throughout. I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Marie Michelle.
That's me.
1 to 4 p.m. Saturdays. Don't miss it on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Nation.
associate professor emeritus of psychiatry at the Harvard Medical School. Back in 1966, concerned that so many young people were harming themselves through the use of marijuana, I began to review the medical and scientific literature to help clarify the nature of this harmfulness. Much to my surprise, I discovered that it was a substance remarkably free of toxicity. In fact, it is far safer than any pharmaceutical or recreational drug. There is no record of a single overdose death from its recreational or medicinal use. Marijuana is one of the most studied substances. I believe that it is high time that this country reconsider its stance on cannabis.
Them legalize marijuana.
I don't know what's in my head.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. Yes, I am here. It's a crash course for the Reavers, and that was a new band, New Rock City. I want to say they're from New York because that's where I saw them. I actually met them, really cool people, and they sent me this CD. But she has a really thick accent. I'm not sure what, they're from a different country, but I know they're huge, like, New York City rock fans, and they're great. They sound like a New York band. New Rock City, and that's them. And, hey, going out tonight, Bush Tetras will be a great show. I'm going to be at that one. Say hi if you see me. I'm the long-haired, I'm the tallest long-haired freak there is. You'll recognize me. And Muck and the Myers is opening up for Bush Tetras. And I guess Hugo Burnham from Gang of Four, he's been on this show before. He's going to be DJing, I guess, the music in between the festivities. So great bands. Muck and the Myers, one of my favorites. It will sound a little like this. Probably getting ready for the show tonight, but Deep Hop, if you're listening, drummer from Bush Tetras, that was a thrill that you called in to tell us about the show yesterday. I've been listening to you on YouTube. I know I played Bush Tetras before. I knew I liked them. I like them more now because I've been doing my studying before the show. They said I'd be on the list. I gotta go. See you there. Yeah, if you're listening, Depop, call in again. 855-915-9636. I understand if you're busy. See you tonight.
put a wall, but I'm gonna tear it down. Yeah, you can put a wall, but I'm gonna tear it down. And then everyone will see you can't hide your love from me. Whatever stands in my way, I'm gonna tear it down. Change your phone number, but I'm gonna look it up. You can change your phone number, but I'm gonna hook it up.
Whoops, wrong CD. 91.5 WMFON Medford, trying to get my music bid on. What is that? Well, I'll show you an example in a second. Mine kind of sounds like this. And it's not that one either. Sounds like this. What is this? Amateur Hour? 91.5 WMFON Medford. With some awesome Muck in the Myers right there. You know, that song right there, I'm sure I heard of it before he mentioned it, but I had Power Slut in here a couple months ago, and they share bassist Hugh. Can't think of his last name right now, though, but Hugh from Power Slut and Muck in the Myers. I said, I'll play Muck in the Myers. We don't have to just play Power Slut while they were here. Which one would you like to hear? He said, Bad Omen never gets played. I played it, and guess what? That's my favorite Muck in the Myers song. If you've been like, hey, you know, I've heard this one on the show before. Yeah, I play that one a lot. After I guess it's the bassist's favorite too. But I'm glad he pointed it out to me, because that one just nails it for me. So also at the show tonight, Middle East Up, Bush Tetras, the big band there. And thank you, Artie Freeman, for letting D-Pop know about my show and having him call in last week. If he's around, wants to do it again, or anyone else from Bush Tetras, Muck in the Myers, a Gang of Four, for that matter, or Hugo. Hugo has also been on the show. Hugo Burnham is DJ of the night for Bush Tetras and Muck in the Myers. So if D-Pop wants to call in again, I'll give you a little time before I play a Bush Tetras block. Let's hear a couple from Gang of Four, huh? For Hugo. 91.5 WMFO, a crash course for the ravers. Shoot!
Wanted now seems just a waste of time. I can't can't make out what has gone wrong. I was good at what I did. The crows come home to roost, and I'm the Duke.
You may have them. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Yes, go see Muck and the Myers, Bush Tetras. And here, the great Hugo Burnham of Gang of Four. All tonight, Middle East up. Have a favorite Bush Tetras song? Help me out with this one. 855-915-9636. I know I still got to play Cal. Too many creeps. Request in from last week. I didn't see till after the show. That sometimes happens. So like if I don't at least acknowledge your song somehow or your request, it's because I didn't see it. And I always will when I do. His Bush Tetras on MFO. Go see them tonight at the Middle East Up. 855-915-9636. MFO.
Hey, Brian?
Yes.
D-Pop from Bush Tetris.
Hey, D-Pop, you listening?
I am. Well, no, I'm not. I'm actually at the wharf doing the tourist thing.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure you're very busy. You got to play tonight at the Middle East, right?
Yep. 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock you go on? What time does Muck go on? They're great, too.
I think they're Muck and the Myers. I think they go on like 7:30, maybe, 7:45, something like that.
Okay.
And then Hugo Burnham from Gang of Four is DJing.
Great. I just played a Muck and the Myers block. I played a couple Gang of Four. And now I'm in the middle of Bush Tetris. I just played Jaws.
Which we won't be doing tonight.
Well, I don't think I have any of your new stuff, but I just played Jaws. I had queued up Motorhead and Too Many Creeps. Any you want to request, Deepak?
Sure. You can play Heart Attack from Happy Album. Or Can't Be Funky. I don't know, from the Boom one.
Let me look it up right now while I get you on the line. Let's make sure I got it. Bush Tetris. And I'm spelling that wrong.
What are you looking up? How are you looking it up?
I'm just typing in Bush Tetris. We have something called Rivendell, and we got like a couple million songs on here. But
Red Heavy from the new record might be on.
I doubt we have your new one on yet. I mean, they're not. I mean, it's got a couple million songs on, but the people who put them in there aren't that. You got to push them to do stuff. I have Very, Very Happy Album and Beauty Lies. I got a song from Totally Wired, Razor and Tie.
Yeah, that's
and,
probably Too Many Creeps.
Iggy Pop tribute, Sister Midnight. Ooh.
Yeah, well, we won't be playing that either, but you can play it. I like it.
Well, maybe that's more reason for me to play it, because you want them all to come down to see you to hear the songs you're going to play.
Yeah, if we do any covers tonight, it'll be a Velvet Underground song.
Oh, we love the Velvet Underground here.
Yeah, we do a cover of Run, 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 and people shout out for it, we'll play it.
I'll be shouting out for it then. I love that song. What did you ask for from Very, Very Happy? You asked for something from it.
No, not from Happy. There's Very, Very Happy and there's Happy.
Oh, looks like we just have the Very, Very one. Anything from Very, Very Happy and Beauty Lies you want?
Don't even remember. You can play Color Green from Beauty Lies.
Color Green, got it.
Yeah.
All right, D-Pop. If you have these albums, I know you want to give me the new one, but I'll take anything.
Yeah, we have a whole bunch of stuff with us. So
I'll take
T-shirts and records and all that.
Yeah.
All that good stuff.
The library I was telling you about, I know how to put CDs in it the best. So if you have CDs for me, I'll get them right in the system next week.
Yep.
All right?
Yep. So,
great. I'll see you tonight, D-Pop, all right?
All right, cool. All right.
All right, say hi to Boston. You're on the air again.
Hey, Boston, come on down. Bush Tetris sound better than ever.
Better than
the last time we played Boston, which was at the Sinclair about 3 years ago, maybe. Yeah. New bass player, really sounding good.
Well, I haven't seen you yet, so I really, really look forward to this one, D-Pop. Thank you
very much. Cool.
And thanks to Artie Freeman, too, for telling you about me. How do you know him?
Yep. He's an old fan, man. He saw us 40 years ago, or, well, not quite 40, almost 40.
Yeah, and when he likes a band, he's faithful, you're right.
Yep. I mean, we first played Boston in 1980 at a place called The Underground.
All right. Okay,
and
great.
Then we've played just about every place you can play in Boston since then. So
yeah.
All right.
Okay, yeah. Well,
I'll say hello to me tonight and I'll hook you up.
Yeah, I had some more questions, but you must be very busy, D-Pop. So
Go ahead.
Like, jeez. I was thinking, since I have you on the line, like, when did you guys get together? How long? You're from New York, right?
I'm the only original, I'm not the only original member. I'm the only one from New York originally.
Okay.
I'm a born and raised New York City boy. Pat Place, the guitarist, is originally from Chicago.
Okay.
Laura and Cynthia, the singer, and our original bass player from Cleveland, and they all got to New York to do their art thing. We got together in 1979.
Were you just people that like found each other through mutual friends and whatnot?
Well, Pat was playing in James Chance and the Contortions,
mm-hmm.
and I was a fan and used to see them play a lot. When she left that band, I hooked up with her and said, "What are you doing? You want to get together and play?" I was playing in some bands in New York at the time, and we got together and we, you know, bonded really well.
Mm-hmm.
Laura played bass. Cynthia was a friend of the band's at the time. We had a different singer for one gig, who was Adele Berté, also from the Contortions.
Mm-hmm.
But that didn't quite work. And then Cynthia, we just handed her some lyrics and said, "Here's a microphone." And she was never did that thing before, but
it all worked out.
It all, you know, we all found a common bond and thread. And we just all loved each other. And we've been going pretty much ever since. I mean, there's been gaps.
Right.
So, you know, we've done other things. We've all played in other bands. I was in the Gun Club for a while.
You were in Gun Club. No kidding. I loved them.
Yeah, I was on their Death Party record.
Okay, no kidding. That's great. I mean, I didn't, I, you know, I of course I knew the lead singer who passed away, but I didn't know the other band members.
No, the bass player passed away.
Oh, it was
the singer's. I'm looking at her. She looks pretty alive to me. So.
Oh, okay. Then what am I thinking of then? Gun Club.
Laura, yeah, I left the Bush Tetras to join the Gun Club.
Gun Club didn't have a male...
Jeffrey singer.
Right.
Jeffrey, the singer from the Gun Club. He died. Yeah.
That's who I'm thinking of. Right,
yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm like, right. Did I screw this up that bad? Am I thinking of the wrong band? No, right. Yeah, Jeffrey's.
No, he passed. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll play something by them later. You know, rest in peace.
But, yep.
Okay, D-Pop.
Good friend.
Well, I look forward to seeing you tonight. And, yeah, I'll say hi and grab some CDs from you, okay?
Cool. Yep. You will. The head of our record label is actually going to be there at the merch table. So
okay, tell him to beware of me. I'm the 6'2" tall, long haired freak.
Okay, long haired freak. We like freaks. So.
Okay, you got it. I look
all the Boston freaks come out.
I look like, you know, the eighth Ramon or something, you know.
All right, cool. I saw your picture. I checked you out. All right.
Okay,
all
thanks, right, C-Pop. Talk to you later.
All right. Talk.
See you tonight. Right. Bye.
All right.
Here they are. Bush Tetras, Color Green, by request from D-Pop.